Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you gorgeous, amazing people that I'm sure are in full throttle forward and overload in creating your life, because stuff's happening, babies. Stuff is happening. I want to jump in today and talk about abandonment. It's up. It's up in a lot of ways for a lot of people. And the channel gave me some really good discernment around abandonment. So just pull up if you think anybody in your life has ever abandoned you. I don't think there's any of us in embodiment that doesn't have someone we feel abandoned by, a parent, a church, society, an employer, a significant other, or whatever. They want you to know that the more you continue to carry that abandonment and the expectations and the fears that it might set up for now, is how you are abandoning yourself right now. If you are using other people or other things for your excuses, you are abandoning your own self-creation. If you are using blame toward anyone, you are using other things outside of you as a reason not to come through for yourself. So really, all kind of abandonment comes back to self-abandonment, just as all creation comes back to self-creation. And so they want us to claim the first 5 points on the first sheet around this. So join with me. As you know, just listening to the words does not shift the energy. You have to hold the intention and direct your own energy around taking responsibility for our own creation, around coming through for ourselves in every way through that we claim. In the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light and the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the hole. I am the charge that creates. I am power and love and joy and choice. I am the power that makes the choice for joy and love. My heart is open. I claim this for all energy and all dimensions integrated into my divine self, into all my perceptions and belief systems. And so it is. I want to quickly say and how thrilled I am about this. In the 1st of November, we will be rolling out the Gratitude of Self-Love program again. This is, and you can ask anybody that did it and completed it and did all of the little assignments and exercises along the way, this program will change your life. I guarantee you. It changed mine. I committed to doing all of the little things that the channel had given each of us. It's a 21 daily program where you have little assignments, and they're little. They're very doable no matter how busy you are, but very powerful around loving yourself. And then we get together for a two-hour webinar that's included at the end, just our group. And I sometime I'll have Darren Hayes come on, and he can tell you a little bit about. Yeah, I think he has probably bought it or suggested it to 10 or 12 other people since we've had the program. It's fun, but it's truly life changing, guys. So it's not up on the website yet. It will be up this week. If you want to make a big breakthrough in your life and really move forward, you're going to want to do this program or do it again. And enough said, I'm going to the calls because I want to cover as many people as we can today. And we're going to start with Daryl in Atlanta. Where the hell have you been?
Hey, wow. I feel so blessed and honored to be on the talking with you finally again. It's been a long time.
It has. How have you been, dude?
Well, I'm missing my Unity Church experience now. I wish you were on at a different time, but I've been okay. I'm able to do what I have freedom to do what I want when I want kind of thing, but I'm not firing on all cylinders, and I need some guidance or what your words of wisdom, please.
Well, I want, and the channel wants, a little more direction. So this is what I'm trying to do in my life, and this is what's happening. So can you give that to me in a nutshell?
What's happening in my life is that I'm just getting by with enough green energy to meet some minimum obligations. I don't have...
Okay, so stop right there, Daryl. Stop right there. Because I want you to see how you can't just ask and state what you need. I need more money, Dee. That's what you want to say, right?
I do need more money, Dee.
Okay, then that's what you have to claim. We can't talk around it. We can't think we have to be nice about it. The universe gets it. But the universe cannot come in to help you, and you really can't come in to help yourself as the universe of you until you state exactly what it is that you need.
Right.
You need more cash flow.
Right.
Okay. They want to give you the one thing you can start doing today that will open that up. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. You got to have more joy, dude.
I know.
Okay. Well,
that's a big plus, a big minus in my life, the joie de vivre.
Well, but, sweetheart, that's not dependent on anything but your choice, Daryl.
Yes.
All right. So there's
I choose
me.
Joy.
But you can be in joy in this very moment.
I am.
You don't have to have a reason to be joyful, guys. This is what the red dot exercise is about. This is what they've been teaching us for 2 years. So if y'all are waiting for the money, the lover, the health problem to clear up as your excuse for not being joyful and just choosing joy and love, then you are abandoning your own self-creation. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you tell me, what's something today that you could do that's going to open up the flow for you, that you could do today to create more joy for yourself?
Thank you, universe, for more money now and joy in my life and better relationships and a fun time today. Thank you.
Okay, and then what is something you can do to go have fun?
Start with a happy dance out the door and then take some pictures and climb a tree or get outside.
Yes. And y'all think that that's too easy an answer. And they keep giving it to us every which way they can until we get it. Now, I don't know if you heard the last webinar on flow, Resigive.
I did not.
Well, it'd be a really good one for you to listen to, baby, because it's all about what you're asking.
Well, okay, having no money as an excuse was that. I mean, like, geez, I knew about it, and it was.
That's not true.
Like, what?
All right, so Daryl, okay. I want you to see how, and we all do this. So listen.
Yes.
It was very clearly stated that there were several people who came forward to donate for people who were not able to do this. So if you did not ask, you used the lack of money as an excuse not to move on what you needed to move on and get what you wanted so that you could keep saying, I'm still here and it's not my responsibility.
It is my responsibility. And
okay, so I still have a couple of lovely donations from people that came forward from the community.
And an email today.
And I'm asking you, then, is there any part of the $30 you can afford?
Yes.
And if there's not, that's okay, but you need to really look at, do I have $5? Do I have $2? Do I just need a full scholarship? And I want you to be honest with yourself because, guys, we kid ourselves and we get involved in all this emotional stuff. And we go, oh, my God, I just said this. And we start talking ourselves into the fact that it's much worse than it really is. So I want you to think about it, and then you email me through IMD Wallace and say, we talked on the show today. I've thought it over. I just need a full one. I can afford to do this much. And Joni will get back and arrange for you to get it so you can hear it. Our purpose and the purpose of these beautiful people that helped create these opportunities is to, for all of us, to really get clear about where we're abandoning ourselves with this flow, okay? So step forward and ask exactly what you want, Daryl. And go out today and have some fun.
My heart is crying with gratitude. Thank you, ma'am.
You bet, sweetheart. And how about letting your heart go, yippee, woohoo, show me the money with gratitude.
Yippee, yahoo, show me the money with gratitude.
All right, darling. Thank
you. Thank you, darling.
That was really valuable for everybody right there. Oh, dear God, I can't get you off, Daryl. There it goes. All right, Matthew, where have you been, darling?
Oh, I've been down in the depths some, and I'm emerging from the depths. And I went to Steve and I went to a delightful party at some friends' house last night and had a really...
Hello? Matthew, I lost you. Where'd you go? Oh, dear God. All right, well, I'm going to take you off, and then you can come back on. You know, somehow Matthew got dropped. So, Matthew, you got to call me back. Steve, tell me about the party.
Well, it was a great fucking party. Unfortunately, it was just a great party with no fucking. But it was. It
All right,
was,
this is a spiritual show, dude.
Okay. Well, okay.
So it was a great party.
It was a great party, and there were most of the people there were musicians and singers. And Matthew got up to play. He was the first musician to play, and he played this long classical piece flawlessly. And then he played for
that long. It certainly wasn't.
That was flawless. Shut up. And then he played for some singers, I didn't sing in the first bunch because they were the best singers in the world, but. He played so brilliantly that every other keyboard player at the party froze, and it took them a while to get up and take the next turn. And
All right, so how are we going to start making some money doing this? Matthew's there with you, right?
Yes. Should I put on speaker so we can
hear
this?
Yeah, put him on speaker.
Okay.
So, Matthew?
Do you mind?
Because all of this seems to be about abundance and flow and money so far on the show. And I'm saying this to Stephen with his acting, me with my acting, me with the healing, you with the playing, everybody on this call listening about whatever they do. How do we create abundance with the joy of our talents that we have? How do we create more money flow? And we're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. I'm over this with everybody. I want to start seeing some proof here. You know, enough of this talking namby-pamby spiritual stuff. One through five. Okay. And I have to tell you, in all the privates and everything, they take me back to this. Claim that your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. Now, remember, your Hara line is about your knowing. So if we drop out of our knowing and we go into doubt, and Daryl, I hope you're still on, we lose the joy. We lose the joy because we go, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really good. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if the world wants me. I don't know if I can create myself, you know. So we need to stay in our knowing so that we don't abandon ourselves in this creation process. Because, you know, guys, being the tortured creative instead of the joyful creative that knows his job is to share it with the world is abandonment of the self. Wouldn't you agree, boys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, well, I want to start people seeing people walk their talk in this entire community here. I mean it. No more abandoning ourselves by letting ourselves get off with, you know, well, it's really a lack of taking personal responsibility around creating our lives with the gifts we've been given. If we do not go out and touch other people's lives, oh, my God, they're showing me the acting studio again. So I have a lot of people asking me to come back and teach a master class, and I've been saying no, but they're telling me right now I got to do that. Okay.
Teach one in New York.
What?
Teach one in New York.
Teach one in New York. Well, I don't know if I – well, okay, so there's the excuse. They're using me. Thanks again to teach all of you. See, I started saying I don't know if I have enough contacts in New York to put together a full master class. And they're going, well, that's an excuse. You have to commit to teaching the master class first, and then people will come in.
Hey, you know, I have an excuse. I could say that I'm not a good enough actor to take the master class.
Well, that's what I mean. And so pretty soon, all we have is a life of excuses.
Yeah, fuck
whatever
that.
Excuses you're using about anything, today is the day to put them down and look in the mirror and go, all those excuses were a way that I'm abandoning myself from the fear that I'll be abandoned, that things won't happen, they're not going to come through, I can't do it. But all of those are the excuses that keep me from proving to myself that I can. If I would just put those excuses down and take the steps and walk out the door and stay in my knowing, the whole world would shift. And that's what I'm calling everyone to do this week. Are you with me, guys?
Yes, there's another story about the party.
Okay.
There was a master acting coach hearing, watching me sing, and I went, can I really want to sing an act in front of her? And so I did, and I sang a ballad, and she was so moved, she came up to me, and she told me that I touched her heart.
And did you need her to tell you that, Steve?
No. No. But
okay.
No, but so when I got up and sang again, you know, an evening with Steve. When I got up and sang again, there was no more of that. It was so like, and I kept on adding songs.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the fear is that nobody's going to walk up to us and tell us how fabulous we are. So we just don't put out how fabulous we are, and then we think we're safer. But what happens then is our love and joy doesn't flow out, and it can't flow back. Our job, again, just send the love and joy out into the world. Just send it out. Just send it out. And it always comes back. Whether it comes back looking like it has anything to do with the moment that you're sending it out in doesn't matter. It can come back to you 3 months, 3 years later. Your job is just to keep sending it out and living in that knowing that you are special and magnificent in this world and you have a shitload to share with everybody. All right,
bye.
I got to move on, boys. I love you.
I love
Thank you.
Bye. All right, Miss Solita, catch us up, darling, on your fire. And I know so many in the community have come forward to help you.
Absolutely. I am the grace of God.
And what's going on? Are you getting your life, starting to get your life repaired a little bit?
We are probably going to be getting a place to go to soon.
Good.
And I just had to call in and thank everybody verbally, even though I emailed everybody and said thank you already. But, oh, gosh, we are so blessed to be a part of this community.
Yeah, and we're blessed to have you a part.
Thank you.
To watch your grace in handling all this, to watch how you did not move into victimhood, that you allowed the universe through the community in a lot of other ways to take care of you,
yeah,
and to love you, and you stayed in love. I mean, it's a great testament of everything we teach and everything we believe in, Solita. So.
Absolutely. And Kirk said to tell you, this is a group book, and it's called The Phoenix Project.
Yes, I just read that email. So we all have to get together and talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, because everybody had a piece.
Yeah, it's just been amazing, those of us that have been involved in this experience of helping Solita, and she is still in great need of donations, blankets. I've got robes and shoes on the way to you, Solita.
Thank you.
You know, cold weather starting, so jackets. And I think basically you need mediums and larges, or larges, right?
Yeah, mostly larges.
Mostly larges.
Some medium, yeah. Yeah.
And dishes and pans, and I mean, you know, the whole house was destroyed, guys. So if you would like to help Solita, just email me. I will get you her information. Much love to you, and much love to all of you from me.
Thank you.
Demonstrating in some of the hardest situation what we live and breathe here in this community, which is to stay in love and stay in joy no matter what.
And fun. We had laughs too.
Yeah. And trusting that the universe will come forward to take care of us. And it always does. Thank you, darling. We love you.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Bye-bye. All right, Miss Heidi in Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. What's up?
First of all, Solita, thank you so much for that very kind email. I would love to be part of the circle. I just was out of town this weekend, and I haven't had a chance to email her back, but I appreciate her email back.
Oh, good.
And by the way, so I was calling in. It's funny, that example you just gave, that you just did with the master class, was really helpful. I was confused when I first called a little bit.
Oh, it's not finished yet. Oh, okay.
Oh,
Uh-oh, Salita's not off. Sorry. Hold on. This thing's acting funky. Okay, Heidi, go.
So I just wanted to just follow up a little bit. I don't think I have an actual question, but from the webinar, which was fantastic, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so, too.
So I made my list when I had asked about relationships, and it was funny. As I was making my list, I thought, and this is, I'm probably answering my question, but I was making the list, and I was thinking, I've made this list before. I've written this thing. I've done things like that.
I didn't know on that. What's okay. different about making this list? What's energetically different? The stuff on the paper is the same, but the energy you did it with is much different, they're saying. So they want you to be clear about what that is.
You know, it's now that you say that, I think that when I was making this list, I think I had a glimmer of hope that it might actually happen.
Yeah. Actually, to be more specific, what happened after the webinar was that you opened up the energy for the belief that this actually could flow to you. And I want everybody to hear that, because you may have been quote-unquote doing action-wise what you think you are doing now. But when the energy shifts and you stay in your knowing and you add continual love and joy toward the creating and the receiving of what's on
right.
that list, that's a huge shift.
Yeah, it feels better.
Yeah, usually before we make a list and subconsciously, well, we're going, well, whatever, I'll do it because they say it works.
Yeah.
But
right.
I don't have a lot of joy in, you know, which says, really, I don't know that I'm the creator of me, but I'm
right.
going to give it a shot anyway. But the joy and the love isn't connected to it.
Okay.
So the more joy and love you can infuse in that list, and when you play pretend, you know, you really get into the high of having that come into your life, the faster it will manifest.
Okay. And I think I realize, too, it's, and I've known this, but I think for me it's the staying in. It's, I think I've brought in a lot of wonderful men into my life that had wonderful people. I just, it seems like it didn't
and
jive
then you screw
and
it
stay.
Up.
Yeah, then I screw
okay,
it up.
Okay, so hold
level.
On. You're
my mother
to
tells my mother tells me that. She's like, you
we're
you
going to a
core
lead. Okay. When I'm loved, I'm depressed is the core belief, but they don't like the word depressed for you. Oh, for God's sake, that's the highest word? Holy hell. Okay, this started in the womb. Now all this information's coming in. When I am loved, I am incomplete.
Oh.
Yeah, let's just look at that one, because that's a real oxymoron for you. So
yeah.
I want to be loved. I want to be loved. You know, I feel this need for the love. Oh, as soon as I'm loved, I'm incomplete.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so then you have to get rid of the love, because the love can't complete you. Now, I don't want to,
yeah.
This is not about blaming any of your parents, but something went down when your mom was pregnant, and you picked it up energetically and said, wow, I'm not going to be enough. I'm not complete. Here I am. I know I'm wanted, but something's incomplete about this. And
that's so weird.
Does that make any sense about what you know regarding what
yeah,
was going on?
Yeah, she's been sick since I was little, and she had to stop having kids after me. I was the third. She wanted four, and she almost died giving birth to me.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So when I'm really loved, you know, I'm incomplete because I, well, basically am harmful to other people or can be. Uh-huh. Big aha light bulb moment for you right here.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff together, honey.
Yeah.
You have to understand that energetically you got all that in the womb. Mommy's sick. I know I'm loved, but oh my God, if I'm born, I might hurt her. You know, all that energy is understood, not in an explainable way, but it's understood and accepted in embryo. So the good news is you got to the core of it, and they said this is the core of it. You turn this around, and your relationships are going to turn around big time. So what do you want to know? You want to know that that when you're loved and create this divine relationship, that they are enhanced, that you're enhanced, that they become healthier and happier and more joyful because they're in this relationship with you, as do you. And everybody expands in their joy and their love. That's what you need to know and feel. Okay?
Yeah, I feel it right now.
Good. Awesome.
Very much so.
We're claiming around that for everybody. Anybody that has any kind of collapsed definition about being loved or when they're loved, they have to pay for it in any way or any of those myriad of things that we may have put together. We're claiming I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. That was huge for everybody, by the way. Everybody that's ever going to hear this call. So make sure you take time to balance that for yourself. That when I'm loved, I am joyful. And so is everybody else. And so it is. Wow. Thanks for bringing that
Thank
one in.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much.
You bet.
This is exactly what I needed to have today.
Well,
thank
and
you
obviously
very much.
All of us. So, woo! Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Patty. Hold on, I got to get Heidi off. This switchboard doesn't want to. Okay, Patty, you're up. What's up?
Hi.
Hi,
I
babe.
Just want to check in with you.
Okay.
Okay. That's all.
Checking in about what?
Just it's been, you know, I've been really focusing on moving forward, and I just feel kind of funky, and I want to know what's going on.
It's so funny, Patty. They say nothing is going on. You're doing everything right, but doing everything right and moving forward makes you feel funky. So can you just do everything right and move forward and feel joyful?
That I went out and bought joy soap and put it around my house.
I know. I loved that when Bob said that.
I know.
That was great. That was just great. Yeah, and... I think you did the gratitude of self-love. If you didn't, I'm telling you guys, it's such an amazing program that if you're working on, and it seems to be the theme here today, really being in love and joy for ourselves and knowing that when we are, everybody wins.
Yay.
You know, everybody. So... I'm not getting anything else. It's just know and give yourself the right to stay in your knowing and in your joy about moving forward, Patty.
Okay. Thank you.
There's such a connection for so many of us about staying in this drama thing. You know, we cannot have the drama if we're going to consciously and exponentially create for ourselves what we want now. We just can't. It doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. We were always taught it did. Doesn't work. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Love
you. Love you. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. And we're going to, let me try and get Patty off here. There we go. Andrea in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. You know, it's so funny because Patty is my really good friend, and she I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener. So I told her that I was really scared. I was texting her just before she got on the phone, on the call to you. You know, I was really nervous about talking to you, but it's a good
sign. Not now, I bet, huh?
Yeah, and it's a good sign that I'm going right on after her, so.
yeah. It's an affirmation, Andrea, that you're supposed to be here. What's up, baby? What can we help you with?
So I was telling Patty that I'm having an issue with fibroids, and I've had surgery on them twice now. I'm kind of at the point where I need to have something done with them. And I just wanted to know if you're getting anything as to why I keep, you know, getting these.
The fibroids?
Yes.
Yeah, fibroids are usually connected. I'm not a doctor. I'm talking energetically. You're talking to someone who had one of the largest fibroids ever on history.
Wow.
And that's why I couldn't get pregnant. I worked with a man, and I'm highly recommending this man to anyone for fertility. It's one of his specialties. Or female problems. His name is Daoxing Ni. He's in Santa Monica at the Tao of Wellness. And he said to me, when I started working with him, and I chose that instead of surgery, fibroids are, and I may not be using the correct words here, but energetically and psychologically, we make babies. And we make babies without having to really make babies with fibroids. In China, when they said you could only have one child legally, the amount of fibroids tripled because women psychologically and subconsciously wanted to create babies. So I'm asking you, in the realm of fertility, where are you at with trying not to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant? Is anything up around that, or are you comfortable talking about it?
I'm comfortable talking about it. I'm not trying to get pregnant. At my age, I don't think I can, even if, you know, I wanted to. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Okay, and is there remorse about that?
I think maybe a little bit. But I guess if I really had wanted to have children, I would have done it years ago.
Okay. They're giving me that word as the highest word energetically, remorse, that your fibroids are energetically the result of the remorse about not making the decision and taking any action and or being in a place where you could, where it made sense, and those words are in quotation marks, made sense, for you to get pregnant. So the first thing for you to do is resolve and accept totally, they're underlining the word totally accept that you made that decision in this lifetime. And they're saying you've had tons, that's not the word they use, shitloads is the word they use, of babies in other lives.
Uh-huh.
So don't think you're missing out on this opportunity as an energetic soul being because you've had lots and lots and lots of kids. And you really chose the experience this lifetime of not doing that. So be okay with that. Accept it. Accept all of you around that, and that energetically will help the fibroids to dissipate. On a more basic three-dimensional, I would definitely check in to working with Dal. Please use my name with great love. I would never, ever have had my daughter if I hadn't worked with Daoxing.
Okay, thank you so much.
So he will absolutely be able to help you shrink your fibroids because that's what he did with me.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really good news. Okay, well, thank you.
Hold on. Is there anything else? I understood all that in the highest way. Yeah, that's it. thanks for calling in. I'm sure that helped a lot of people, Andrea.
Thank you.
Much love to you, honey, and thanks for your courage. Bye. All right, Miss Anya. How are you?
Oh, life is such an adventure.
Isn't it, though? Woo-hoo!
Isn't it, though? Woo-hoo, yeah. The roommate thing that I had let you know about, that one gal did not work out. Allergic to cats and many other things. So found
okay,
that out.
So what does that tell you? That you're on the right track because
yep.
you did create someone.
Yes, I did.
And now you want to create someone who is in harmony with your
yes.
environment.
Yes.
Those are your highest words.
Okay, in harmony
okay.
with my environment. Okay.
Yes. So, yay, Anya. Good creating. It's just like you went into the house and the rooms are a little too small. So now you know you want to tell your realtor, take me to see some houses with bigger rooms. You're saying
right.
to the universe, bring me more people now who are in harmony with my environment, which
yeah.
includes, of course, my energy in the house.
And the amount, yeah, the Lynch, besides personality, was, you know, somebody that will pay what I'm asking, and yeah, and mainly be compatible, be on the, you know, sort of the same
right.
page that I am, so that this is really harmonious for everybody.
Now, when I say you want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, and are able to do it, I get a no. There's
okay.
one core belief that's in your way, so let's get to it.
All
and
right.
again, guys, everybody's on this kind of show is everybody's. So stay conscious. Going to this sheet here. So this is what's in our way of having harmonious creation come into us here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're going back to when I'm loved, I'm depressed. So well, basically what they're saying is we are all carrying these subconscious, incorrect, limiting beliefs that when I'm totally loved, when I'm totally loving myself, when I'm creating everything I want, when I'm allowing the flow, something negative has to be connected with it. So whatever that is, know that we brought it into balance today. And our job is to know that when I'm loved by myself and all other energy, there's joy and balance and harmony and bliss. That's what we have to hold ourselves in now and call that in around whatever you're creating here.
Okay?
Okay?
Well, and something that might tie into that, one of the other things that I wanted to ask about, back in the, I had about 11 years, 12 years that were really dark night of the soul stuff back in the 90s. It was just a crap load of stuff that I'm not even going to go back into. I had to really crank myself up and present a false front of happiness and joy and everything. It's just ducky in my world whenever I went out to be around people because I just didn't
yes,
want to be
okay,
brainy.
Yes, okay, I got it. So it's not false now.
Okay.
You know, you're not doing the same thing. You know how
right.
to take yourself to your love place. You know how to feel genuine joy.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
don't think
anything
that you're faking the,
okay.
the world out by it anymore.
Okay. Is there anything residual from my mom who had a nervous breakdown after
no.
stillborn? Anything left other
no.
than... Because it just seems, my experience has been that it's just, I can get there... And it just takes some cranking and some work to get there. Instead of just feeling lighter, just, you know, that it's not such an effort to
well,
get to
Well, if
that
you
place.
Have
or
a
is
belief.
Is it just practice? Is it just
Anya,
practice?
Yes, it is. And it's
okay.
choice.
Okay.
The big word is choice.
Okay.
That I'm not going to give any more energy to the stillborn, to the men with depression. They're not my excuses anymore.
Right.
I know how to get myself into joy. And I'm doing it.
Okay. I didn't know
okay.
if there was anything hanging on energetically from any other place, miasm,
not
difference.
Not unless
la, la, la.
You are using it as an excuse.
I
do you understand, guys, there is no energy outside of you that's doing anything to you.
Okay.
If you're choosing to still use it to limit you, that's how you're abandoning yourself and the powerful creation of you.
Okay.
Love you, honey.
Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. What core beliefs are keeping me from totally being in my my dreams, my plans, my mission and purpose in life?
Well, your mission and purpose in life is to create.
Yes.
So let's start there. It's not to be here to save the world, or, you know, the grandmother on the street that bakes cookies. If there's nothing else that she does in her life than make the children happy in the neighborhood, she's fulfilled her purpose. So they want to be clear with you that your purpose is to create, and it's to create whatever you want, and to know that you have dominion over your energy to do that. There is one core belief they want to give you. This page here. Okay. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Now,
oh, Jesus, how did you find that one? That's real. You're right on target.
Yeah, well, welcome to my channel. It's actually on the 5 sheets that we work with. And I should mention, if you want to get the sheets, you need to take the Balance podcast that is offered at imdwallace.com in the sheets. But it's a training session for how to use the sheets. So what that means is, I'll never be good enough, so I'll come up with an excuse. I'll never be good enough, so I'll go, I don't know how. I'll never be good enough, so I'll just say, it's your fault, and that's why I can't. But really, at the core of everything that everyone's called in about today is the fear of not being a good enough creator.
You're on target. How do I pull that out?
Well, if you're the creator of you, you get to choose right now in this moment that by God and by the God of me, I choose to know I'm good enough to create anything and everything I want right now in this moment, and I'm going to get started and feel a lot of joy and a lot of love around that.
Let it be so.
And that is how you do it. But you've got to walk the talk. And that's why all spiritual leaders, and that's what meditation is about, although I think people use meditation a lot to go to the heaviness of what they're trying to do instead of the joy and the love and the freedom of it. Everybody tells you, you have to shift within first. And what does that mean? That means I get to choose to be happy. I get to choose to have fun. I get to choose to say exactly what I want. I get to choose to hold my focus on it. And I get to choose to know that I'm in partnership with all energy, and that all energy creates with me and for me right now because I've been that specific. You got it?
Yes.
My little typist. That's it, Mike. So we're claiming I am divine love around that one, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. So it is. Wow. Good question. Thank you for calling in. You can see how you all work together here, you guys. All right, Tasha. Hi, sweetheart. You're up.
Well, as usual, now I have no question left. Good.
Well,
okay.
You're actually saying that's not true. Your question is still how I do it. So I am determined to get to that part for you of you that keeps thinking you don't know how, Tasha.
Okay,
what
me too.
The hell? Sheets, book, give me a song.
Oh, la 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 la. I don't know what that is.
Be kind to your web-footed friends. For a duck may be somebody's mother.
I've never even heard that song before.
Be kind to the friends in the swamp, where it's always cold and damp.
I don't even know the song. The words of that song. That's amazing.
Well, I think it's originally another song, but that's a song that my brother and I used to sing when we were younger and just nutty and crazy and having fun. And our family, whenever we'd go out and we'd have camping, little camping trips, we'd sing that around the fire. So, again, you see, they bring it in the weirdest ways, but can Tasha have more fun?
Yeah.
And just be silly. You're just all so serious about this creation stuff, and
How silly I have been. I need to be more silly than this? Really, that's it. Because
yeah.
Then I'll be the town freak. I mean, I can do it.
Yeah, but you see, the town freak, that's the association that's screwing you up. That the town freak is the one that's having all the fun. Why do we have to be freaky to live in love and joy? Because the message has been the more somber and more humble, you know, and more in struggle that we are, well, that's, you know, that's what it's really about. That's what's important. And I'm saying, screw it, guys, get over it. That's old religious beliefs that you have to let go of. And Jill just sent me amazing article about the history of all that and how it got started. I'm going to put it on the e-blast on Monday, the link to it, and I would suggest to everybody reading it. If you want to really understand how the hell we got here energetically through, you know, the creations of religion and social strata, this is an excellent article to help you understand that. Okay, go be happy, woman. Good grief. Goodbye.
Okay.
What? Can you what?
I want to ask, is there any, just to check with the channel, is there any physical sort of body memory left of being smacked down that's holding me?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing that's holding us down, guys. Nothing that's holding us down except a belief that there's something that can hold us down.
So I'm just a happy floating cork. That's it.
All right.
All right.
Go ride your bike and look at your beautiful city that I love and go have some fun, Tasha. Have fun making money. Have fun with a guy or a girl, whichever way you swing. But go have fun. Everybody,
or a bunny.
Go have some freaking fun today. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Okay, Miss Lynn, I think you're our last caller today. I tried to get through everybody, but we got a lot of people on. So sum it up real quickly, baby.
Okay, real quickly, I talked to you on Wednesday. My boyfriend broke up with me on Tuesday night. About Thursday morning, 4 a.m., I just woke up. I got on the computer. I saw a number and something that sounded interesting on Craigslist for an apartment. I texted him the next morning, and I'm going to meet some of the roommates today. And it feels really good. As far as I know now that I am past the false belief that I'm not good enough to create on my own.
That's true.
And talking about fun, I woke up this morning lying in bed and I thought fun. And I just kept saying that word over and over. And then I'm like, oh, well, clarity's fun and love is fun. And here's the thing is that
And being powerful is fun, Lynn.
Yes.
We want everybody to hear that. Being powerful is fun.
And and we had talked about me, you know, opening my heart and staying in my power. And so every time that I feel off that, I just out loud, I'm powerful. I love you, Lynn. You know, you're doing everything. You're going in the right direction. Like that self-talk. And what ends up happening that I didn't realize before is then the thoughts are inspired by that feeling, and it just keeps building and building the momentum.
You
building.
Bet.
So there's not a lot of work. If you think about it, you think it's going to, I can't keep this going, but you don't have to. It's happened. You know what I mean?
Yep. So, she's nailing it on the head, but it's that first tiny, huge, life-changing choice that I'm not going to sit in bed and feel like shit. I'm going to pick a new thought. And my thought's going to be fun. Let me start feeling fun, you know, and start laughing for no reason. You are always a choice to do that, guys, always. And that's where your power lies, is to bringing yourself back into. I promise you, I'm seeing it work in my life. I'm seeing it work in my daughter's life, in so many of your lives. I mean, if we just remember Salita's message to all of us, no matter what, I have the right to create joy, fun, and love in my life and let the universe match that. It will. I promise you, it will, if you hold yourself there. Okay? Yeah, good for you, Lynn. Good for you, baby. I can hear the power in your voice.
Thank you. Do I have a second to ask something?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay. So I'm still in the house, and I've stayed away from it because he's there, and it's very hard to be around him right now. And
who's making it hard, Lynn?
Well, I, you know what? It's not hard anymore because I got home late last
night.
Thank you. And he, you know, and he's just wanting to be like, talk to me. And I, you know, and I've said, you know, I need to go finish some stuff and I'm going to sleep right now and I'll just walk out, but not in a bad way. He's like, but I don't want this to be ugly. And like, it, you know, you broke up with me. I'm doing my thing now. I appreciate
the
room right
now. Yeah, I know. Just do it in love, Lynn.
Okay.
Just do it in love. You don't have to love him the way you used to love him, but you can't fall out of love. No matter what.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be hard. I had a severe breakup a few years ago, and the channel just kept saying to me, you just stay in love. Your job is to stay in love no matter what. I have walked this. I know the difference in our lives when we hold ourselves there. I don't ever talk to you guys about something, I swear to God, that I have not walked through in my own life and seen this work miraculously.
Awesome.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. Good for you, Lynn.
Love.
Oh, my gosh, guys, I love you, too. I love all of you. What an amazing show. I feel like these shows now, we just do mini webinars every show. This, if you just take it out now, take it out and live it, it's easy. Choose love, choose joy, choose fun. Go create yourselves and let the world give to you. See the world. See the whole universe as the universe that shows up for you. Love yourselves and love yourselves more. And please join me for the gratitude of self-love. The sign-ups will be up this week. Much love to you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.